AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is threatening to invoke a rarely used federal law as protests continue in Minneapolis. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The president says if Minnesota officials do not stop attacks against ICE agents, he will invoke the Insurrection Act, which would let him deploy troops. He's repeatedly made similar threats in other states over governor's objections. This threat comes hours after a federal officer shot a man in the leg in Minneapolis after being attacked with a shovel and broom handle. That added to fear and anger in the city a week after an immigration agent fatally shot a woman. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In the House, Washington Democrat Pramila Jayapal says she has seen the videos from Minneapolis and is not happy with the reactions from Republicans.
That is outrageous. And while some people might like who they're doing it to today, trust me, these members of Congress are going to have that done in their districts to constituents. That's what they're opening this up for.
Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado is at the White House for a lunch meeting with President Trump. Machado's political party is widely considered to have won the 2024 elections, rejected by then-President Nicolas Maduro, who the U.S. captured in a military raid this month. Federal prosecutors are charging 26 people, including former college basketball players, who allegedly tried to fix games as recently as last season in what they call a scheme to rig games. U.S. Attorney David Metcalf is in Philadelphia.
When criminals pollute the purity of sports by manipulating competition, it doesn't just imperil the integrity of sports betting markets, it imperils the integrity of sport itself.
A federal judge cleared the way for a New York offshore wind project to resume construction. It's a victory for the developer after the project was paused by the Trump administration. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Idyllic, heartwarming ads on social media might not be legit.
Competing websites promoting lovingly made Icelandic hand-knit Christmas sweaters over the holiday season popped up on social media, featuring heartwarming backstories on those who knit the sweaters, promoting that the small business is going out of business and that sadly these sweaters will be their last. However, a closer look at those website domains revealed that they are actually registered in China and appear to all be selling the same sweaters. Experts say faster and more sophisticated digital tools are making it easier for scammers. Legitimate websites have been spoofed, hurting their credibility and sales. Experts advise to check third-party reviews and to double-check the registration of a domain. And trust your gut feeling. If a company claims to be in one country but is registered in another, that's a red flag. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.